Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Organisers of today's hui taumata in Hastings are now expecting up to 5,000 manuhiri. Wātea News reporter Pōhaturoa Wāinga says 1,000 people were at Omahu Marae by 8 a.m. and the numbers continue to grow. Kingi Tū Hautia Pōtoto Te Whirowhiro Te Tuawhitu brought the Māori of the first hui held at Tūranga Waiwai, emphasising the continuing of kōrero among Māori this year about what future constitutional arrangements they would like to see.
There's been many kōrero about the anga whakamuatanga or how Te Iwi Māori is going to go forward. What's the plan? Haha te whakatinanatanga? What's the embodiment of that kōrero to drive us forward into the future?
Pōhaturoa Wāinga. A Māori political scientist says cutting Māori-specific initiatives for trickle-down tax cuts won't help those looking for a hand up. Finance Minister Nicola Willis's first budget cut $40 million from Māori housing schemes and $96 million from the Māori development portfolio over the next 4 years, as well as ending the Jobs for Nature Fund. Associate Professor Lara Greaves from Te Heringa Waka Victoria University of Wellington says anything targeted at a specific group seemed to go.
There's more of an attitude towards like, oh, we're doing funding for all New Zealanders rather than hapu and iwi and hapu te Māori. So that was something that we can kind of see in their numbers and in their rhetoric of this government as well. So that's something to kind of watch over the next couple of years.
Lara Greaves says while some middle-class Māori may benefit from the tax cuts, the vast majority of working Māori will get about $4 extra a week. It's World No Tobacco Day, and Māori public health advocate Hapai Te Hauora says when it comes to tobacco control, yesterday's budget was all smoke. Spokesperson Jasmine Graham says there was no new funding to reduce smoking rates, despite the government scrapping the regulatory pathway set by Labor.
The question still stands, how are we meant to achieve the goal of less than 5% prevalence for all groups across New Zealand when we have seen significant shifts in our smoking rates, but without increasing the investment to help those people, we will continue to go around on the addiction merry-go-round.
Hapai Te Hauora's travelling art show, Oahi Tūroa, A Eulogy to Tobacco, makes its final stop tonight at Te Oro in Glen Innes with a special work by artist Graham Tipine and a community day tomorrow with workshops. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūroa.